The California Department of Justice report on hate crimes issued earlier this summer showed that incidents rose by nearly 33% in 2021 from the previous year and are at their highest reported level since 2001. Attorney General Rob Bonta attributed the 2021 and 2001 spikes in hate crimes to the pandemic and the September 11th attacks, respectively. Anti-black bias events were the most prevalent, increasing 12.5% from 456 in 2020 to 513 in 2021. Anti-Hispanic or Latino hate crimes increased by nearly 30%, anti-Jewish crimes by over 32%, and hate crimes motivated by sexual orientation by nearly 48%. Anti-Asian hate crimes swelled 117%, the steepest rise of any category. In a presentation breaking down these statistics, the California Justice Department said that studies have not yet been conducted to determine whether the increased number of reported hate crimes results from higher rates of reporting or an increased number of actual incidents. Every hateful incident, though, does not qualify as a hate crime. Special Assistant Attorney General Michael Redding said the difference is legally significant.
When we say crime, that means generally that it's something that can be punished by time in jail or time in prison. By contrast, a hate incident is action or behavior motivated by hate, but is not a crime. And what we talk about a lot is that there's a lot of conduct that is protected by the First Amendment.
Redding said, a hate crime is a crime against a person, group, or property motivated by the victim's real or perceived protected social group. But the Attorney General's office said incidents such as displaying hateful materials on private property, shouting slurs, and posting hate material that does not result in property damage are not tabulated by the department, as they are not considered crimes. Most experts believe hate crimes and incidents are underreported. Victims of hate crimes are frequently members of marginalized groups who may have had bad experiences with law enforcement or, if they're undocumented, may fear contacting police. Beyond that problem, in 2018, the state auditor found law enforcement in California inadequately identified, reported, or responded to hate crimes. The group Stop AAPI Hate has developed a website where reports of hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders can be submitted. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Emmett Levy.